So now he felt worse, and again he turned around the kriya, torn begotten that he ripped. He tore around the kara kriya karina. He made a new kriya. Now his matchila, they ripped the front of their shirt. That was enough. Now when he felt much worse now, Rebbe was nifkin, they don't know the halacha, he turned the shirt around again, he turned the shirt around on the fresh side, and he made another kriya. He said, why? Omar, noch nashe derav, obrichas amazen legamrinan. Our Rebbe was nifkin, we don't know the halachas, obrichas amazen. We don't know the shalot to make one kibbutz to everybody in that. As the Gemara, the mice was, at the Yosu Sab, an old man came, Romulu Masbisan Abraisa, he had a parish of Braisa that said if 10 people sat down in one place, that one could be Moisi everybody. The Spirit of our Mishnah says, Dafka Hasebul, Dafka could have to lie down. Vishonilu, and he gave this for Terence. Kivan the Amri, Neza Vadechulachma Bedoich Plan, Hasebul Dummy. You see, clear enough from the Braisa, that since they made off Tid at this special spot, so when they got to that spot and sat down, that is called the Kviv. And in that case, one person could be might see everybody. So the approach of the shalom from this case, like we said before.
You're holding that Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines down by two dots. Hesei Buech and Nevorach. Down. So Mishnah again said, "Hayu Yoshvin." If they were just sitting down to eat bread or drink yayin, each one makes his own bracha. Hasebo, when they lean down, then echen uvarach lekulam. Then you can have that one makes the moitzi and is moitzi everybody. So locha fun hasebo. So b'mara amarav loishono elapas deboyi hasebo. It's only when you come to make a bracha hamoitzi on lechem that if one wants to make the bracha for a few people, that it can only be moitzi them if they're all sitting and leaning down. In the times of the Gemaras, they used to eat leaning down. That showed they were kaveya, one makam, they were all together, then it passed my bracha shpat to everybody. That's Rav's kula. When you come to drink yayin, and who are then any other maichel, could be you don't need haseib at all. The chshivas of having haseib is only by pas, since it's a chash of achilam, they were only kaveya when you eat together and lie down together. But Adbat Yayin doesn't need Haseba. Means by you have a few people drinking wine together, one can make the bracha for everybody, even though they're just standing. Rav Yechanan Nama no afilu Yayin nami bo Haseba. Yechanan's Machman says, no, even Yayin, if one wants to make a bracha for the other people, it's only when they're all lying down and drinking. It means that's the sitting and leaning on the left side. Now this halacha of Haseba here is talking about where everybody knows how to make their own bracha. It's just as an inyan from Roivam Hadras Melech. You have a few people together. It's an inyan want to make the bracha for everybody. So that's only where you have a kviya. If you're all together in one place, then one can make a bracha for everybody. But let's say somebody doesn't know how to make a bracha. He doesn't know the nusach bracha. Then pshita at any time, one person could make a bracha for the other person. Or who adin b'dievit? If you want somebody to make the bracha for you for some reason, and the person doesn't make the bracha for you, if he's eating and you're eating, and he makes the bracha to be made to you, our din here is only metchila, where everybody could make and knows how to make their own bracha. When is there an inyan that one person should make the bracha for everybody? So saying that's only when you have haseva, when they're all eating together and leaning down, that's called the bikaveya. And Yechon says yayin also needs haseva. You have to be drinking all the same place and lying down. Ika the Amr, another shita is Omar Rav. Loishonu ela pasta mahani le haseba. This shita Rav is very machmir, if I care. The only time that haseba helps is only by pas. It's only by bread, by hamoitzi, there's such an Indian, one person can make the moitzi for a few people. But by other macholim and by shtia, everybody has to make their own bracha. That's providing they know how to make their own bracha. Avadit was saying, if somebody's a bur, doesn't know the bracha, then I could be moitzi him. But in the case where people know how to make their own brachas, it's only by pas that it helps haseba. Av yayin le mahani le haseba. But drinking yayin doesn't help haseba. That's not called the kviyas, because the pshat was people were not kaveya to drink wine together. So instead of each one's drinking his own yayin, I can't be made to you with the bracha. We have Yechon and Omar, afilu yayin nami mahani le haseba. If Yechon says no, even by yayin also it helps haseba. So you need Haseva to be Moitzi. If you have a few people drinking yain together and one wants to make the Baruch Priya Gofa to Moitzi everybody, it only helps when you have Haseva, when everybody is sitting and leaning down drinking together. Now Lalocha, the Mechaber is Mekel like Rav's first Shita that says only past you need Haseva. Anything else, even without Haseva, standing up and drinking, one person could be Moitzi the other person. But the Ramah is Machman, that's our Minik, that usually we're not Moitzi one and the other. He says only Pas and Yain helps when you have Haseva. And it only helps Haseva for Pas and for Yain. Mashenkein for other, for Paris, Kozman people know how to make the Bracha, and that's how Minik everybody makes their own Bracha. We're not usually Moitzi, one person makes the Bracha for other people. They're just coming to have a snack, a fruit, or even cake. We're not made that one should make the Bracha for everybody else. We're machma like the Ramon, like the second Shita, only by Pas and Yayin is there such an Indian, one could be Moitzi the other one, and it's also providing only you have Haseba. Now we spoke out, like Tosh before said, but Zman Hazer, we don't need Haseba really to be lying down, because we don't eat lying down. By us, it's enough yeshiva. As long as we're sitting down at the same table, that's called Bekaveya Mokim, and one person could be Moitzi the other, the rest of the rabbin. That's why Amal by Shabbos, by Lecha Mishnah, that the Balabas makes the Moitzi, the whole B'nai Bayis, that's okay. Since we're sitting down, we have our Seder, so then one can make the Moitzi for everybody. Well, Kiddush of the Shaila, we'll soon see. Well, Taisa speaks here, and the Taisa goes on the next, we'll see the next Marsum. Mikra Adin Taisa says, now Lech is brought down that by Kiddush you should be sitting down. Since you want one person to be Moitzi everybody, like this din, you only eat it with our Seder. The Shalom, the Chassidim, on the Svarish people, they usually stand up. They have the Pikabolar is that by Kiddush it's Shaykh to have a Kviyas even though you're sitting up. Because Kiddush is something different. You're not allowed to eat until you make Kiddush, and that's the beginning of the meal. So everybody listens good. It's called a Kviyas even though you're standing. We'll soon see. Tai speaks out by Kiddush and Abdullah. You should be sitting down to have a Seba, one to be made to the other. That's another thing. The Mishnah brings down Lamaisa. So we usually, very rarely, do we might see one the other with a bracha. We always know usually to make our own brachas. Just either by Kiddush or else by the Moitzi. For Lechem Mishnah and Shabbos, you make a Moitzi. And the reason he says is because when we might see one the other, you have to have kavana to listen to every word of the bracha and to know what he's saying. And we don't have such good kavana listening to somebody else. So if Chabad, it's always better to make your own brachas with Manazir. Because you say it for yourself, then for sure you eat it. If you have to listen to somebody else, you have to hear every word and know what he's saying, it's not so easy. Right. Meisve, Fredimur Akasha, says in the Mishnah, Braisa, Ketzad Seder HaSeba. What's the Seder, how you have HaSeba, people used to come in to eat a meal. Orchim Nichnosim. The Orchim, the guest, used to come into the house. So in the Sant, Rashi says, the Orchim here means Danim. So the Balabas made a big Suda, so he invited his own friends and his Bnei Beisoy. They were called Oyavav and Chaverim. The Orchim means he invited Aniyim also to come in. So they first came in, the Yoshvi and Agabis to Solom. They first sat down on the chairs, Lagabi Kedroya, stools, Achichnesukulam. Until all of them came in. It was like the Smorgasbord. Before everybody came together, they had one room. They used to bring water to wash one hand. It's called Lechav Yechon Neutel Yodah. They used to wash only one hand. Achas Neutel Yodah Achas. Then Borlehem Yain. They would bring for them wine. It's called Lechav Yechon Mevorach Latzmei. Everybody would make their own bracha. One would make for everybody. Everybody would make their own bracha. Then afterwards, all of Asebu. Then when everybody came to the Suda, then they went into the main dining room. They went in to eat, and there they made Haseba. They started to lean down. Then Borlehem Mayim, they brought water a second time. Is Afal Pi Shekol Echad V'Echad Not the Yodei Achas, even though everyone washed already one hand, and that was an Indian, Tais says, Al Taisa is covered Habracha. It's such an Indian to wash your hands with one hand that you receive in the case of Yain to make the Bracha, has covered Habracha, Matkil, they washed one hand. Now they're going to eat, they have to wash both hands. Is Chazav Not the Shte Yodei. Even though they washed already one hand, now they wash over again both hands. Now, Borlehem Yain, now B'Shas they made Haseba, if they brought them wine a second time, even though each one made their own bracha before for themselves, now though that they have Haseba, they're all leading down, one of them makes a bracha to everybody. So you see, klor by yayin, you need haseiba, and you see that haseiba helps. Let's see Rashi. Rashi aviyu lehem mayim ka koy regilim noitel yodai achas. Rashi lekabo bo kois she shoyst vufnei hamozim. He used to receive the kois of yayin. He washed his hands first. As covered of bracha, or lutz Rashi ala mitas v'seivu. Then they went into the dining room, and there they went onto their beds and started to lie down. Chazru v'noto beis yodet. Rashi shetzorech lecho b'shteim. When you come to have passed the suda, usually you use two hands. Afo pishcho lecho v'yechad berech liyatzmoi. Rashi tzrichim oid bracha. Now, when they want to drink wine a second time, while they're lying down, they have to make another bracha. So Rashi shein bracha rishen v'patrosei. Because the first bracha did not part of this yayin. She'ein orishin korish afnei hamozen. She'ein oy b'mokam suda. Even though the Mishnah said if you make a bracha on the yayin before the mozen, it part is the yayin after the mozen, that's only where it's taken. Right before you start to have your suda, you drank wine at that place. But here, first they had the wine in one room. It wasn't the mokam hasuda. Then later they decided to go into the dining room and start eating. That's called the shinu like mokam. When they came now into the dining room to lie down to have their second kais, that was called the kais before the mozen. We spoke about yesterday. That's the yayin lefnei hamozen. Part is the yayin shliachar hamozen. That's only if you have your drink of wine right before the suda. It's in the same room where you're going to have your meal. First you took some yayin like to start you off. Then you sat down to wash. And then later you have wine, and later you don't have to make another bracha. That's also because the first yayin was like the beginning of the meal. Mashenkin here, where the first yayin was in a different room, and later first they came in to make haseibam, you have to make a second bracha. But here it says, echad mevrach l'kulam. Trashi d'chivam d'haseibu hukvo. Since they have haseibu, they're all leaning down, it's called the kriyas. That's like the Gemara. L'hach lishna d'yom arav, according to the first lashon arav. That says Loshonu ela pasta boy aseiba. The first Loshon Rav was very kuludik. Is that only by pas by bread do we have to have aseiba that one can make the bracha of everybody? Avu yayin loy boy aseiba. Mashen can come with a drink yayin. You don't have to have aseiba. So according to that sheet of Rav, kasher reisha, it's rather reisha. It says when the orchim first came into the room, everybody made their own bracha. Why? Because they weren't leaning down yet. They had no aseiba. But according to Rav, we're saying that you don't need Haseiba. Even without Haseiba, Yayin, one could be made to the other one. So how come when the first case of Yayin, everybody had to make their own bracha? Rashi Kashi Resha, Tiktoni Kol Echad Yechem Baruch Liatzmai. Everybody had to make their own bracha. Why? Because there wasn't Haseiba. Rav says by Yayin, you do not need Haseiba, only Pas needs Haseiba. And the Gemara Shani Orchim, the Datayu Lameka. Orchim are different. Orchim, we said, are not the real people of Bnei Beisai. They're like Aniyim, the guests coming here. So they have das to go away. So that's not called the Kriyas at all. So Rashi, Shani Orchim, the Tayyu Lemaker. Soifin Lemaker, Velalois, Lehosib, and Mokamacher. They have das to move to another room to eat. So they're not Kaveyu in this Mokam. Shainze Mokam HaMesiba. Elokan Yoshvu, this room right now, they're just sitting there. Ashikonsu, Kol HaKruyim. Until all the people who are invited to the Suda comes. The Derech Palibatim Ashirim, the Derech was the rich people, Hoyu Lezamen Lutzudosim Orchim Aniyim. When they made a big Suda, they used to invite Orchim, poor people there. Lochi Kolu Orchim, that's why they're called Orchim. Mashm, otherwise they should be called Oyavim, they should be called your friends or your Bnei Beisai. Why are they called Orchim? They were Aniyim there. Now, behold the Yom Rav, Yain Leboy Yaseba, when did Rav say before? That when you drink yayin with a few people together, one can make the bracha. Everybody, Eli Yeshiva Balma, that you only have to be sitting. You don't have to be lying down. Shalei b'shas suda koma, or b'shas suda b'mokim suda. Either it means shalei b'mokim suda means, but you plan to stay in that place, or else you're drinking now b'mokim where you're going to eat. So since you're going to stay in this mokim by yayin, as long as you're sitting down together, that's enough of a seder. But here the shtegel was, when the orchim came in, they were in one room first, and they weren't going to stay there, they were going to go into the next room later to eat the suda. So in this first room, the chlal is not called the mokum trias, even sitting down. Therefore here, each one has to make his own bracha. But Rav is talking about where you are kaveya this mokum to drink together. So then you don't have to dafka lie down, it's enough just sitting there. So the Gemara, Abolahach Lishna, the Yomar Rav. But according to the second Loshin, that Rav was very machmir. That Rav said, Loshon Noela Pasta Mahani Leha Seba. Rav says, only by past there it helps Haseba, then one can make the bracha of everybody. Avu Yain, when you start coming to drink Yain together, Le Mahani Leha Seba. According to Rav says, it doesn't help. Even when you're lying down together, one can't make the bracha of everybody. Everybody has to make their own bracha. It was a kasha sefer. Here it says klar that when the yain came later, b'shas ha-seibom, one made the bracha of everybody. And the Gemara shani hosam. Here it's different. The migu the kamahanyalei ha-seibom lapas mahanyalei ha-seibom le-yain. Since here it was like in the middle of the meal, so they started to sit down, to lie down, to eat pas together. Now when you're having pas, that is called a trias. So when you're eating pas, that's a choshev achila. That's considered we're all eating together. So, since it's called the tzvias for the bread, that one can make the mitzvah for everybody, and this matzav now is called you being kaveya together. So here Rav has made the yayin also, one can make the bracha for everybody. He says, when you're not coming to eat bread, you just want to drink the yayin, Rav hope that's not called the tzvias. It's not a derech like to drink the yayin together. So even though you drink it together, it's not called the tzvias, one can't be mitzvah the other one. It's only by pas, when you come to eat a sudor, that's called you be kaveya in one makam. So here the Maila was, since you already sat down to eat the Suda, you had a Seba for the past, and that is considered a Kriyas, eating together. So Mel das Mahani le ha Seba le Yayin. Now in the middle of the meal, if they bring Yayin and you have a Seba, one can make the bracha for everybody. Right. Bo lehem Yayin b'teich ha-mozim. So the Mishnah says, if the yayin came the middle of the mazon, the Mishnah said, "Chaplosh in the Mishnah before bo lehem yayin b'teich hamazon kolecha be'echav baruch liyatzmai." Then everybody has to make their own bracha. Just acher hamazon, then echem baruch lekulam. As the Mishnah made a chiluk, even in a case where you have a seiva, they're all lying down, they're eating the suda together. Still, if the yayin comes in the middle of the meal, everyone has to make their own bracha. Just if the yayin comes after they finished their suda, before they benched, there was a minhag to drink yayin a second time. Or in Mishnah's case was where they didn't bring yayin then. They only brought it at the end of the meal. Then one can make the bracha of everybody. Kredi Gemara Shalu as ben Zoyma Mifnei Ma Omru. Why does the Mishnah say Bolehem yayin b'teich hamozen? In the case where the first time they get the yayin is in the middle of the Suda, then the locher is called Echot V'echem Baruch Liatzmai. Everybody has to make their own bracha, even though they're Baseba now. And even though you had Rav's Torah before, that since Haseba helps for the past, it's your zich help for the yayin. In the middle of the meal, it's different though. In the middle of the meal, everybody has to make their own bracha. Mashenken liachar hamozen, if the yayin comes after they finished eating, before they benched, then echem baruch lekulam. So what's the difference? Is why at the end we say one can make a bracha for everybody, because they're baseba, they have a kviyas here. So even in the middle of the meal, they're also baseba, they're also the kviyas makam. Why can't one make the bracha for everybody? And the Gemara omalehem, Hoyo v'yein be'sabli aponui. That means your throat, your mouth is not empty. You're in the middle of eating. Since you're in the middle of eating, you can't have das now to think about someone making a bracha for you. You're busy thinking about what you're eating. Well, some of us say you can't answer amen, because you're in the middle of swallowing, you'll choke. So in the middle of the suda, then we don't have an hogam, one to make the bracha for everybody else, because we're afraid you'll choke. So the eitzer is that everybody has to make their own bracha when they're finished eating. Mashenka, at the end of the suda, after you finished eating, then it's not a question you'll choke in the middle of eating. Then, since you have a seiba, one can make the bracha for everybody. Zitrashi, hoyel v'yein beis abli aponi, v'yein leiv ha-mesuvin el ha-mavorach el levloya. As when you're in the middle of eating, you're not thinking about the person making the bracha for you, you're thinking about eating your food. So you can't have das to be yaitzing with somebody else. Therefore, in the middle of eating, we'll never have one person make a bracha for everybody else. Just when you finish. So Tosfos says here, "Hoyel v'yein beis abli aponi." V'yesh meforshim, some hold kishoy mesavri mori v'heim manichem lecho kdei lishma yavrocha lanasamein sheipturim. Some say that in the middle of the suda, even if you say savri, savri means a lashon, listen to me. That means everybody stop eating now and listen to me. Then some people say even in the middle of the suda, you could be might see one person make the yayin for everybody. His only concern is everybody's eating. But if you say savri, that means listen to me, that means stop eating, then you could make the bracha. So Tais says, that's not our minig why now, whenever we make a bracha on yayin, we always say savri first, even by kiddush. Even though we kiddush, before we say the baruch per gofen, we say savri.
with Savru, we don't say Brishus. Before we make a Moitzi, we say Brishus, some people say. Only by Yayin do you say Savri. Because Savri means a Lashon, like stop eating and listen to me. And that's only a question because sometimes in the middle of the Suda they bring wine, and then you want the people to stop eating to listen to you, to make your Yayin to Moitzi other people. So it's a minig then to say Savri. So every time we make a Brach on Yayin to Moitzi other people, there's a minig to say Savri. Even though by Kiddush that word doesn't apply. Because when you're making Kiddush, nobody's eating then. It's before reading. So really, before you make the brach, you shouldn't have to say Savri. But since the minig is in the middle of the meal, when you want to might see people with Yayin, we do say Savri. So the minig is always to say Savri before you make the brach on Yayin. But Shankarin on past bread, you never have that question. Because bread is always you make the might see before you start eating. So it's never a question of saying Savri means stop eating and listen to me. So by bread, sometimes I say Lashon Brishus. Just people should listen to the bracha, you say Brishus. But Lashon Savri is only by Yain. And after this time, because sometimes in the middle of the Suda, you tell them Savri, that means stop eating and listen to me. And then the end of the place, it says, Abul Tzarech Iyin Ksas Me Havdolah, Shonu Mavdilin V'yomdim. It says also, there were such a many people used to make Havdolah standing up. Is hey chano poitrim zeh zeh mi yain o mi avdola? Achri shein anu la yoshim le mesubin. Tez yes as kash, the from our Gemara, the only time you can might see one the other, if we had haseba, or else this man is there, it's enough sitting down, but not standing up. So how can we make avdola standing up, and we might see the bar for Yagofin, either people are not sitting down? Vishem yesh kloim imeter shekoi benatsim kde lotzis de avdola, kovu nami akula milsa. It's such a svara. Since you have to be, not listen to the mitzvah of Havdalah, and the same sword applied to Kiddush, so these two things are different, you could be standing up. Habatayis shita is, l'kach nozak tayis is v'tayiv, l'mavdol, v'gam l'shoymin, the person that's making the Havdalah, the people listening to Havdalah, sheyashru b'shas Havdalah, they should sit down b'shas she making Havdalah, sheyaziyah nira kekveya upaytiroysam. Then it's more like a kriyas makam, like our sugi here. So we might see with the ayin, you have to have a kriyas makam. So in the Gemara's time, it was leaning down. The zman is there, it's enough yeshiva, because that's the way we eat. We only eat sitting down. But Kol Parim Tzai says, it's good, b'shas avdol and kiddush, you should be sitting down. Right. So the maskana we said, though, is that we're only knowing usually to be might see either by kiddush and avdolah, or else we're knowing by pas v'lecha mishnah. But chutz from that, the meaning is usually not to be might see one another with brachas. Everybody makes their own brach. Right. In the end of the Mishnah said that the same person that made the bracha on the Bar Priya Gofen, we might see everybody at the end of the meal, then they used to bench, and after the benching they would bring type of spices to smell. So there, one person made the bracha for everybody. Who made the bracha on the Mugma, on the smelling spices? The one that made the bracha on the Bar Priya Gofen. Hey, since he started to do one bracha to might see everybody with Bar Priya Gofen, we let him finish off late and make the bracha on the Mugmur of Bar Minei B'Samin. So Gemara, Mi Diktani V'Hu Oimer, since the Mishnah has to say a Chiddush, that he is the one to make the bracha of everybody, Mechlal Zikodet Minei, it's a raya that if not for the reason that he already made a Bar Priya Gofen to might see everybody, did one bracha, if not for that reason that we let him finish off the second bracha, we would give it to somebody else. Because mashma, after they benched, a choshma person came in. So it's nice to be mechabed him, let him make the bracha of everybody. No, there's halacha. Since this person, Reuven, already made a bar priya gofen, so we might see everybody, we let Badafka Reuven finish off making the bracha on the mugmar. For the Gemara of Amai, so the mashal takes out this part of the Gemara. The Amai doesn't pass here, but the Svara just is Messiah. We skip this from Messiah Leila Rav. But it says, Sariah to Rav's halacha. The Yomar Rav Chia Barashi, Yomar Rav. Hanoitel Yodov Chila Bachreinon by Mayim Achreinim. If he ate Yisuda, now the one that washes Mayim Achreinim first, whom is Zumin the Brocha? He's the one we let him bench. Why do we let him bench? And since he already started to do something, he did washing Mayim Achreinim first. So since he started to do something first, we let him bench also. So you see, there's such a swirl like that. Here also, the Mishnah. That's a machlokes in the Gemara later. We'll see about that in sugyas later. But Rav Chi holds on like that. He holds his vice versa, a hakdamah to let the one the bench let him wash my machrenim first. It's not so fakir. Since he washed my machrenim first, like it took one covet, we already let him make the second covet of benching. That's the right halachah here in the Mishnah. That since this Reuven, at the end of the meal, when they finished eating, they brought Yayin, and he was the one to make the Borei Pri HaGafen, so he might see everybody. Then later they benched, and after benching, they brought the psalmim to smell. Since he made the bracha, they might see everybody with the Yayin, we let him finish off, make a second bracha with the Borei Pri HaGafen. That's a ksas svara raya to rav svara. That since you let the person wash my machreinu first, he did one kedima, we let him finish off, do the second kedima of making the brachas amot, of benching. Mar Rav Rabbi Chia, have yasfi kaima the Rabbi b'sudosa. They were sitting in front of him eating the meal together. Omar le Rabbi le Rav, Rabbi told Rav, kum masha yotcha. He told him, get up and wash your hands. So what he meant to tell him was, you wash my machreinu first, I'm giving you this covered, but Mela, you're the one that's going to bench for us. Is Chazia David Kormasis. So Rabbi Sorav got very scared, he got nervous. Rashi says, he thought, what did he tell me to wash my hands for? Maybe I did something wrong, maybe some hands are dirty. That's why he told me to wash my hands. So he got like all insulted, he got all amissus. Omalei, Rabbi Chia, Ba Pachsi, told him, no, Ben Pachsim is Loshin, Bar Gedolim, you're a Choshma person. What Rabbi meant to tell you was, Ayin B'Bechosim is Zayna Kormaloch. He meant to tell you, you wash the hands, you wash my Mekhoinu first, and the Mela, you'll be the one to be Ma'ayin B'Bechosim Muslim to bench for us. That's all he meant to say. There's a Rai Nachamol to Rav, that the same one that washes my Mekhoinu first, he's the one to bench. Such Rashi. Hanleita Yad of Tchila B'Mayim Mekhoinu, who is Zuma B'Bechosim Muslim? Chav Yerebi Yechiel Rav, Devi Mirsas. Shema Roa Yodem Rechlachos, he got all scared. He told me to wash my hands. Maybe some hands were dirty. Oy Shema Rachti Bachil Yesim Dai. Maybe I was eating too much. So he told me, stop eating, wash your hands. Is he answered back? No. Ayin Bibichosim is Zayna Kormaloch. Kanos Noko Rishus Lavarach Birchas Amozen. Why? Shanoit the Yodot Chilhum Lavarach. That's why he helped Rav. Well, about the loch about this, we'll see later on. It's not really the loch like this. We back all, like you said, there are no kedimas in washing my machrein. Right. Omar Rebbe Zera, Omar Rova, Bar Yimia. Name is Sai Mavorach and Ahoreach. It's about the Mishnah ended off at the end of the Suda after they benched. There was a minig to bring the Summon there. And used to make a bracha on the Summon. So now we'll have a little halachas about what type of bracha we make on different smelling, different Summon. So Eshvat Gemara, Name is Sai Mavorach and Ahoreach. When do we make a bracha on Reach? Now Reach means that in the Mishnah also, of Mugmur means they took like smelling wood. And they used to burn it, and the smoke came up and smelled very good. So they used to make the bracha on the smelling on the reich. But the Gemara, what point do you make the bracha? And the Gemara, Mishatala Tamrosai, when the smoke starts to come up, even though it didn't get to your nose yet, you didn't smell it yet, but when the smoke starts to come up, that's when you make the bracha. Omalei Rabzeir Lerova Bar Yimiyo, Wolai Ko'arach, he didn't smell yet. Why should I make the bracha yet? He didn't smell yet. Omalei, Oletaimich, what's so shver? Like that. When do we make a moitzi lechem menorah? Before we start eating. You didn't eat yet. Elo daite lemechel. Now the Teretz says, since you have das teeth, you make the bracha before you have that nor. Here's ochinami. Daite laruche. Hey, since you have das to smell, and the smoke started to come up, so you know you smell it soon, that's called right before the hanor, that's the time to make the bracha. So drashi ala reyach. Shel mugmer, that means mugmer means of burning the spices. Tamrosai kitaroshin, the smoke coming up. Shetzvam of the yoyla. Fedimor olioros drashi, loyarech beadayin leneni, didn't have a no yet, so why should I make a bracha? The samtik mor poshit, zayim etel moitzi. Right,
but the wind came along and see was the people.
I mean, it will soften if you got the smell of this, and you don't make the bracha until you're bad that you can smell it.
You're going to smell it.
Yeah. Like it has to be mukhan in front of you, just like even a moitzi. We don't make a moitzi or any bracha until it's in your hand, you're ready to eat it. Here also, when the smell is coming up, it's like you're ready to smell it, then you can make the bracha. In your case, the case where it's going to go away, that's different. Shalafosh, the case here, the smell is vadai going to come to your nose. So when you see the smell starting to come up, that's as if you have the apple in your hand, now you can make the bracha. Omer Rabbi Chiyah, Bredi Abba Banachmeni, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav, V'yamri lo, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Ziri. Even though it's taka wood, and if you smell wood itself, it smells good. Pshit, you make the bracha atzei b'samim. The other kiddush is you're not smelling the wood. You're putting the wood in fire, and you're smelling the smoke that comes up.
So maybe that's not called atzei b'samin. Kamashpon, still you make the bracha atzei b'samin. Shashi mevorchin aleihem bari atzei b'samin. V'yafa pi shenisraf. Even though you're burning the wood, v'yena ben el shatim roila, and the smoke is coming up. Still, since this smoke is coming up from the wood, you make the same bracha you would make on the wood. Bari atzei b'samin. Chutz mimushk. A chutz from a type of b'samin, a perfume of mushk. Shemin chayu. That mushk is a perfume. It's called musk, that doesn't come from wood, but it comes from a chaya. Trashi chutz min mushk, mushk balash shu min chaya, min areya shachaya. It's from the junk that comes out of the chaya. Some of Farshim learn there's a certain gland that it has in the neck that gives off some type of blood. And from that blood, they make the musk, a perfume. Shmavarchan olav buru minei b'samim. Hey, since this b'samim doesn't grow off the ground, so then you make a bracha buru minei b'samim. But the more mitzvah. Ein mevorchin buri atzei b'samim. We only make a bracha, the special bracha of atzei b'samim el alafasmin shabais rebbe. That means a balsamic tree. That means the tree itself, the wood itself, you're smelling. Shabais rebbe means they were rich; they could afford to have the wood itself. We alafasmin shabais keser. We alahadas shabachomakim hadasim bachomakim. It just means that the wood is here in front of you. That's when you make a buri atzei b'samim. But mashmi, if you're going to burn the wood and only smell the smoke that comes up, since that's not the wood itself, you don't make an atzei b'samim. So tomorrow to yufta from this price, the chutz to yufta. So drashi meitzvei ein mevorchim bari atzei b'samim el ala fasmin sheitz atzmoi bolafreinu. We have the wood in front of us. Shel beis rebbe shel beis kesa nor katani mishum sheinu motzi el beis malachim obali gedule. It was very expensive to have the wood itself. So these rich people, they could afford to have it. Any type of a tree that you're smelling the wood, then you make a very atzei b'samim. But lo yisrafu, we're not burning it. Elish dahada shchiyach, or the dibrei chacham b'hoyve b'chol mokim, or mugmadol lo mevorchin el bari minei b'samim. Now, Shanky, now that you're burning the wood and you're only smelling the reyach that's coming off, the bracha is only bari minei b'samim. We pass in like Rav, like Rav Chizda, that we do make a bari atzei b'samim. Omale Rav Chizda and Rav Yitzchak. Hai mashcho diafas. It comes out of the fasmin, mayim mevorchin alvei. What bracha do you make on this, on the oil that comes out of the balsam tree? Omale hochi am Rav Yehuda. He's here, we don't make a bracha bori atzei b'samim, we make a special bracha here. Bori shemen atzeinu we hold. The shem that comes from Eretz Yisrael. Omalei bar menei, don't bring me right from Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, the chaviv ilay Eretz Yisrael. Because Reb Yehuda, to him, was very chav of Eretz Yisrael. So since this afasman grew in Eretz Yisrael, he held he had to make a special bracha bori shemen atzeinu. So at the kuli alma mai, but everybody else, the vice of Eretz Yisrael, wasn't that kosher. Not to a chosha, but it wasn't so such as that to make a new bracha out of it. May or malay hokiyam Reb Yechinin boyri shemen orif. You make a new bracha on this type of oil that comes out of the balsam tree. Boyri shemen orif. Rashi mishka defasimo my bracha in areich. What bracha you make in areich? Shemen atzeinu shoyi goda birichoi. The Hashem hareich hoyis nikrash birichoi. The reason why they called Yerichoy because it had a good smell. So more maskon rizlo, you make a bracha borei shemen orif, a bracha on the sweet oil. Halacha is brought down. It's only on shmishcha of a fastman you make such a bracha, because a fastman is balsam, is a very choshev azach. Here the oil that comes out of it is very choshev. But then the other thing, we make the bracha borei atzei b'samim. Since this oil like came out of the tree, the ikar is still the tree that it came from, and the bracha would be buri atzei b'samim. It's only on this oil that comes from a pasmin that a chshiv which will make a special bracha buri shemen orif. Omer Rav Adam Barava, hay kishrosa mevorchin alavayo buri atzei b'samim. Kishrosa trashi kosht, another type of wood that smells good. Avo mishcha kvisha. Let's say you have oil. That how did you make the shemen smell good? If you put the kosht inside it, like you let this wood soak inside the oil to make the oil smell good, loy. Then you don't make a bracha atzei b'samim. You only make a bracha bari minei b'samim. Rav Kana amar no afilu mishcha kvisha. Also, the bracha is bari atzei b'samim.
And since you're soaking this kosh, this water, this wood, in the oil, and the wood is making the oil smell good, when you smell the oil, you have to make a bari atzei b'samin. Avo mishcha tchinoloi. But if you take the wood and chop it up, then you won't have to make a bracha bari atzei b'samin on it. Even though you chopped up the wood, but since the reason why the shemen smells good is because of the wood, you make a bracha bari atzei b'samin.